So going back to our typical situation, the patient gets second-line treatment. What's a typical next decision that comes up?
Well, let's finish up on that because we talked about the platinum doublets, but you didn't ask me, as you usually do, should this patient get bevacizumab? See, we have a bevacizumab-naive patient, and bevacizumab is FDA-approved, and we want our patients to get it generally because it's effective and generally well-tolerated. But this would be an off-label indication, see? So platinum-sensitive relapse is off-label. We have a paper that's been presented but not published that in this platinum-sensitive relapse scenario that when bevacizumab is added to carboplatin paclitaxel retreatment, that there's a 5-month survival advantage. So again, off-label, that 5-month survival advantage missed statistical significance. It was 0.056 was the p-value, but 5 months is 5 months. So many of us are using bevacizumab, no matter what chemotherapy backbone you use, and many of us are retreating with carboplatin paclitaxel if neuropathy and alopecia is not a problem. So my go-to regimen in that setting for this patient, if I could get it reimbursed, understanding that it's off-label, would be carboplatin paclitaxel bevacizumab based on GOG-213. And we need to get that into the literature so your listeners can understand it. And my sense is that that's going to be a label expansion, that the existing label in platinum-resistant disease ultimately will be expanded to platinum-sensitive disease, although that's going to depend on some regulatory decisions.
Can you review the design of 213 and what it showed?
Yeah, 213, simple. Just like this patient, platinum-sensitive relapse, randomized in an open-label fashion, carboplatin paclitaxel again, carboplatin paclitaxel Bev, and there was an improvement in progression-free survival and 5-month overall survival, about 37 to 42 months. 5 months OS, that's pretty good in our disease, but again, it's not gotten the attention that it deserves because it missed statistical significance, 0.056. But we'll see what the regulators say. They may say, look, that's close enough, and so we're eager to see what that does. You know, regulatory approval in ovarian cancer is important to us because it drives reimbursement. You know, the clinical trials are there, but we're moving more and more towards on-label use.
What is your experience in terms of trying to access bevacizumab in the platinum-sensitive situation? Are you usually able to get it paid for?
Yeah, so it's highly dependent on the region. As I mentioned in the beginning, I'm here in Phoenix, Arizona. We generally have no trouble. With it being FDA approved, the payers generally aren't savvy enough to say, oh, this is platinum sensitive rather than platinum relapse. Occasionally they are, but we generally don't have a problem. But I know in other parts of the country they do.